couple of hours later, Johnny's party was flying high above the Rockies.
"That's the first time,"
said one of the Scots behind Johnny,
"that I knew Robbie Burns was toxic."
Johnny turned. He thought the sentry must have gotten aboard.
"You speak Cyclo that well?"
"Of course,"
said the Scot, and showed the ruler bruises on the back of his hand. He was one of the lads chosen because of his resemblance to Johnny.
"I was putting an ear to a window on the second floor above you. He can't understand English, can he?"
"One of our very few advantages. I didn't get the uranium detector."
"Well,"
said Robert the Fox,
"it's a very optimistic man that thinks he can win all the battles. What are all those villages down there?"
It was true. There were old towns here and there throughout this section of the mountains.
"They're deserted. I've been to some of them. No population but rats. Mining ghost towns."
"'Tis a sad thing. All this space and all kinds of food and no people. And over in Scotland there's little space that will grow anything and hardly any food at all. It's a dark chapter in history we've been through."
"We'll change it,"
said a young Scot behind him.
"Aye, if we have any luck. All this great broad world full of food and no people. What are the names of those grand peaks down there?"
"I don't know. If you look on the mind map, you'll see they just give them numbers. I think they had names once, but people forgot. That one over there, we just call High Peak."
"Hey!"
said a young Scot.
"There's sheep down on that mountainside."
He was using a hand telescope.
"They're called bighorns. It's quite a feat to hunt one down. They can stand on a ledge not bigger than your hand and sail off and land on another one not wider than two fingers."
"And there's a bear!"
said the Scot.
"What a big one!"
"The bears will go into hibernation soon. I'm surprised one is out at this altitude."
"Some wolves are following him."
"Laddies, we are hunting bigger game. Keep your eye out for the canyon."
Johnny spotted it shortly before 1 o'clock.